Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, here in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, Ohio. It's good to be with you here on this February the 5th, 2020. Well, it's not too bad outside right now, but as you just heard in the weather report, we've got some dicey weather coming, don't we? Just a reminder that winter is still here. It was nice, was it Monday and Tuesday, temperatures in the 50s. I had the light jacket out. It was, yes indeed, rather nice for sure. Well, we want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH Radio. I've got something new to tell you about in just a moment. First of all, I want to tell you about a spaghetti dinner for Valentine's Day at the Morrill United Methodist Church, 206 West Neff Street in Morrill, Wednesday, February the 12th, 2020, from 5 to 7 p.m. $6 for adults, $3 for kids under 12. Spaghetti and meatballs, garlic bread, salad, a drink and dessert, wheelchair accessible. So there you go, something to plan on for just before Valentine's Day, a spaghetti dinner. Do you like spaghetti? I'll tell you what, I do. I enjoy spaghetti and meatballs, or spaghetti and the cheese that you shake on it. What kind of cheese is that? I can't think of it right now, but you shake the cheese on that, and boy, it is good. Sometimes I'd like to even, don't laugh at me now, sometimes I'd like to even mix a little bit of sour cream in through the spaghetti. I'll tell you what, making my taste buds water right now. Well, the new announcement I want to make is I have myself now created a little website for the show. Nothing fancy, but you can find On This Day in History on there. You can find recipes on there. You can find the offbeat news and trivia on there. And the website is radionate.webs.com. W-E-B-S. Radionate.webs.com. webs.com. So if you'd like to, check that out. And of course, we've got the wonderful station website, www.wwgh1071.com. You can check out show archives there and all kinds of information at the WWGH radio website. So something kind of interesting there. So if you'd like to go on there and check that out, you can, it is phone friendly, so you can pull that up on your cell phone. You might need to zoom it in a little bit to see everything. But again, that's radionate.webs.com. So get on there and check that out. Well, we do have a stack of stuff to get to today, including trivia. Yes, indeed. And today we're giving away a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. $5 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card. We'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. And our monthly gift is a $20 gift card to Perkins. Talking about spaghetti, they have what? All-you-can-eat spaghetti on, is it Wednesday or Thursday? That they have that all-you-can-eat spaghetti. And so that's what we're giving away. A Buffalo Wild Wings gift card, and you'll automatically be put in our monthly drawing. At the end of the month, we'll give away a $20 gift card to Perkins. And also today, to go along with the Buffalo Wild Wings gift card, my wife painted a cool little gift. It's a love. It spells out love. And you can hang the decoration, and it's in ladybug style. It's red with black spots. and it's really cool looking. So you can hang that around for Valentine's Day. And again, it spells out love, and it's a ladybug style. So that's going along with a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card today. And we'll get all you need to do for a chance to win is call and answer a trivia question, and we will put your name in a drawing for 4:55 this afternoon. The phone number you will need is 740-383-9944, so give me a buzz when you find out if you know the answer to any of these trivia questions. Here's the first one. Here we go. What U.S. national monument gets almost 6 million visitors each year? What U.S. national monument gets almost 6 million visitors each year? On average, how many hours does a sloth sleep each day? On average, how many hours does a sloth sleep each day? This one's really easy. Being on cloud nine means you're what? Being on cloud nine means you're what? Which giant cat species has spots? Which giant cat species has spots? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer, give me a call. We'll put you in the drawing for the Buffalo Wild Wings gift card and the Valentine's decoration. What country do wild giant pandas call home? What country do wild giant pandas call home? How do giant pandas in the wild spend most of their time? How do giant pandas in the wild spend most of their time? What type of bear is the largest in the world? What type of bear is the largest in the world? What is a baby camel called? What is a baby camel called? 740-383-9944. If you know the answer, give me a call. We got one coming in now. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, how about Leopard for the spotted cat?
Yes, Leopard is correct. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. What's your name? We'll get you signed up.
My name is Mark.
Mark, good to have you listening, Mark. I appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, we got Mark signed up, and that is right. Leopards are the cat species that have the spots. All right, join Mark. Get signed up, 740-383-9944 on the first round of questions here. What color are most newborn baby mice? What color are most newborn baby mice? Can you tell me? Another phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, when you're on cloud nine, you're on top of the world.
Yeah, you're on top of the world. You're feeling pretty happy.
Yeah.
I have days like that. Do you?
Yeah, sometimes.
And let's see if I recognize the voice this week. Is this Becky Thacker?
Yes, it is.
Good to hear from you, Becky. Thank you so much for calling today.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we got you all signed up.
All right,
okay.
You have a good day now.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, join Becky and Mark. Get signed up, 740-383-9944. Answer the trivia questions, and we will put you in the drawing for the Buffalo Wild Wings gift card and the decoration that my wife painted up for Valentine's Day. Let's see here. Let's give you a couple more questions. What is another name for a female baby horse? What is another name for a female baby horse? And what is the main reason that kittens play? Do you know? What is the main reason that kittens play? 740-383-9944. Give me a call, and we will put those trivia questions there to rest for now and come back to those in a moment. Right now, we will move on to offbeat news, and I've collected some stories that I think that you might find interesting here. The Hershey Company unveiled a Reese's Take 5 bar that weighs 5,943 pounds, taking the Guinness World Record from a giant Snickers bar created just 2 weeks earlier. We have another phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, is a sloth sleep 15 to 20 hours a day?
Yes, they do. They get a lot of sleep, about as much sleep as I get. Yes, indeed. Those sloths are interesting creatures, aren't they?
Yeah.
How's your day going?
Oh, not too bad.
Oh, that's good. Good. It's good to hear from you. I thank you so much for listening and giving us a call today.
All right.
Well, you take it easy now.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. David Avery checking in with us here this afternoon. Okay. Hershey took the record Friday morning when a Guinness representative at Hershey's Chocolate World in Hershey, Pennsylvania, verified the weight of the giant candy bar that measures 9 feet by 5.5 feet. The giant Take 5 bar, which contains layers of peanut butter, caramel, nuts, pretzels, and chocolate, was verified to be larger than the 4,728-pound Snickers bar unveiled by Mars Wrigley just 2 weeks earlier. It's in the spirit of competition. We saw them do it and we're like, hey, we have a chocolate and nut bar that tastes way better, Hershey spokeswoman Kaylee Duggan told Penn Live. So there you go. That Snickers bar that we told you about a couple weeks ago, boom, they shattered the record with a Take 5 bar. Are you familiar with the Take 5 bar? I believe it comes in a red and red packaging with white and black lettering, something like that. And it's kind of crunchy, I believe. It's not a super popular bar, but you can get it at the gas station. Hey, we got another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, is the baby mice usually red?
Yes, that's right. How are you doing today?
All right.
Good. And I'm going to guess, is this April Avery?
Yes.
Yes. All right. I was right today. How's your day going?
Oh, not too bad.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear. Well, thank you for listening, and thank you for giving me a buzz today.
All right.
All right. Have a good evening.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Bye-bye. All righty then. Very good. Adding to the stack here as the calls roll in here at 740-383-9944. That's the magical line that you need. Okay, I'm going to tell you in just a moment about some kangaroos that interrupted endurance race practices. I've got to take a break, so if I don't pick up during the break, you'll know why. Something else is playing and I can't pick up the phone. But just redial me after the break, okay? Again, if I don't pick up, try me back in a couple minutes because I have to take a break. Feel free to send me an email. My email address is radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. So send me anything. I would love to hear from you. Caller, can you hold on just a moment?
All right, Nate.
Okay, I got to take a break, Bob, okay? I'll be right back. I'll be right back with you.
Hang on.
Okay. All right, we'll be back after these words.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? the number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, we are back. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, buddy, go ahead.
Okay, I need a couple minutes of your time.
Yes.
Anyway, on the bamboo is what the fans eat the wild.
Yes, that's right.
Right. Now, I need something else.
Yes.
I have a ticket to the NASCAR. I'm not going to be able to go because of my medical. Now, I called Scott. A guy called, wanted it, and they called back later and wouldn't come and get it. I called Turner this morning. Nobody called. I'm giving the ticket to whoever wants it. You or everybody else that can want it and can use it. I'm giving it away.
Okay, buddy. Let's get a phone number and see if we can get
you
away.
Call me at 740-244-5174. It don't matter. The guy that called me, he had one ticket. I needed one for his wife. I told him to come and get it. Then he called me back and wouldn't come and get it. So it's a free ticket. So whoever calls me first can have the ticket.
Okay, and one more time, what's that phone number?
740-244-5174.
Okay.
Like I said, with my medical, I'm not going to be able to go.
Okay, sounds good. So
I will give it to them. You or anybody else can use it. It don't matter who. If they want the ticket, give me a call.
Okay, buddy. And I have to ask, what's on the menu for tonight?
Catcher's catch can.
Oh, okay.
Whatever I put on the stove, and if they can catch it, they pour it under the pan and on the stove, that's what they're getting. In other words, it's leftovers.
Leftovers, okay. All right.
Right. All right.
Sounds
so anyway, I know that people got it on there and try to win a ticket, whatever. But anyway, give me a call, and the first person that calls, they can have a ticket.
Okay, well, hopefully somebody out there will be interested in.
Yeah, well, I figured people listen to Scott, they listen to Charlie, but, yeah, that's it. All right.
Okay. All right,
thank
Bob.
You.
Well, we'll see what we can do, okay?
All right.
Thanks. All right, take it easy. Have a good one. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, you heard Bob, free ticket, so give him a call if you're interested. Our number is 740-383-9944. If you know the answer to any of our trivia questions, give us a call, and we shall put you in a drawing for a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card and a Valentine's Day decoration that my wife made, and it spells out love, and it's decorated up like a ladybug. So it's that's what it's painted up like. So there you go. Okay, Australian officials are calling for a larger fence at a popular race course after kangaroos made repeated appearances on the track during an endurance car race and the race itself. All right, we got a call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, is this Ralph Thacker?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's good to hear you back on the airwaves, buddy.
Yeah. Got a lot of big health problems around, so hopefully getting over a few of them.
Yeah, that's what your wife was saying. Said you guys have been down sick. Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah. I was going to see if I could answer that small female horse or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, right.
Would it be a filly?
Yes, it is a filly. That is correct. Yes, indeed. Get that crossed out here as a correct answer. All right, buddy, I have got you in the drawing, and it is good to hear from you again.
Yeah, we've been, listening, but just not able to call in and stuff. But I was going to tell you about your auto tire and place there in Waldo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fantastic service down there.
Good.
I had the oil change and everything, and these guys are really super. I got some work to get done, and going to line it up with them guys to do it and everything. They found out things. I've been going to a certain place around here, and they detected things that was never detected in my regular auto place. And so I feel that, for some reason, that they really had the knowledge. So I wanted to put that out there.
Well, thanks so much. Yeah, Waldo Tire and Automotive, Mark and the guys always treat me well. I'm glad they treated you well.
Oh, they did. It was super, all of them. I mean, just absolutely nice atmosphere there.
Good, good. I hope all the listeners hear that and consider them for their business.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, it's a good place to go. So I'll let you go and let somebody else get in here. And it's good talking to you again.
Hey, you too, buddy. Don't be a stranger now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Ralph Thacker, one of our longtime listeners, checking in. And sorry to hear that he and his wife have been down sick, but hopefully they're on the mend. And I just wish everybody out there good health and just avoid all the sickness going around. And be well, for sure. Okay, now, about this car race that the kangaroos were interrupting. A single kangaroo was spotted Wednesday in the pit lanes at the Mount Panorama Circuit in Bathurst, New South Wales, and multiple kangaroos ended up hopping alongside the vehicles Saturday during the final practice for the Bathurst 12-hour endurance race. Another kangaroo made an appearance during the actual race Sunday and was involved in a collision with the number 34 car. The car later quit the race due to the damage sustained in the incident, so it ruined his chances of being in the race. Local councillor Warren Albin said the kangaroo incursions highlight the need for a more effective fence around the race course. How would you like to see a race like that? All of a sudden you're watching the cars go around the track and a kangaroos pop in there and start racing the cars. That would be rather different, wouldn't it? Okay, a West Virginia Girl Scout used the power of the internet and social media to meet her goal of selling Girl Scout cookies to customers in all 50 states. The Girl Scouts of Black Diamond Council said Rory Clark, 7 years old, a Daisy Girl Scout, used a website and social media to sell cookies in all 50 states with help from her mother, Becca Flint Clark. We weren't sure if it could be accomplished, but thought it would be a fun way for her to learn more about U.S. geography, Flint Clark told the station there. Clark used a map to keep track of her sales and colored in each state to mark them off. A pretty good feat right there. Time for On This Day in History, February the 5th. 2020 is the date, but we're going back to February the 5th of 1783 when Sweden recognized the independence of the United States. 1846, the Oregon Spectator, based in Oregon City, became the first newspaper published on the Pacific coast. 1861, on this date, Samuel Goodell patented the moving picture peep show machine. 1885, Congo State was established under Leopold II of Belgium as a personal possession. 1881, Phoenix, Arizona was incorporated. 1917, Mexico's constitution was adopted. Also in 1917, the U.S. Congress passed the Immigration Act of 1917 with an overwhelming majority. The action overrode President Woodrow Wilson's December 14, 1916 veto. On this date in 1924, the BBC time signals, or PIPs, from Greenwich Observatory were heard for the first time. They were broadcast every hour. 1931, Maxine Dunlap became the first woman licensed as a glider pilot. And in 1937, U.S. President Roosevelt proposed enlarging the U.S. Supreme Court. The plan failed. And that's what happened on this day in history. By the way, on my new website, which is radionate.webs.com, that's W-E-B-S, radionate.webs.com, you can find On This Day in History. Not only can you click the current date, you can find all kinds of dates. You can find music history on there and a bunch. So you just go to my page there. On the right-hand side, I've got the link for On This Day in History, and you can check that out. Right now, it's time to go over some more trivia questions and see if we can get some more answers here at 740-383-9944. What U.S. national monument gets almost 6 million visitors each year? What U.S. national monument gets almost 6 million visitors each year? Give me a call, answer the question, and I'll put you in a drawing for 4:55 this afternoon. We're giving away a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card and a Valentine's decoration that spells out love. You can hang that around. All right, we have another call coming in. I'm not sure about this one because it says it's out of the area, but we'll take it. Hi, we're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, how can we help you? We're on the radio. Okay, I wondered about that. What is the main reason that kittens play? What is the main reason that kittens play? How do mother kangaroos, wombats, and other marsupials carry their young? How do mother kangaroos, wombats, and other marsupials carry their young? Okay, we have to take another break, so if you try to get me and I don't pick up, you'll know I'm in the break, okay? So try me back. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com is my email address. I would love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. So feel free to send me anything from trivia to offbeat news stories or whatever suits your fancy. Shoot it on over to me and we can put that on the air and share that with all of our listeners. All right, we will be back after these words right here on your favorite radio station, Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM. You've got WWGH locked into your radio dial.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
It's time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that...
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH. And it was good to hear from Ralph, and he said he had a good experience down there. Told about his good experience at Waldo Tire and Automotive. So, it's good to hear positive things about our buddies Mark and the gang down there. Okay, we are doing trivia, trying to get some answers to these questions. All you need to do for a chance to win a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card, a $5 Buffalo Wild Wings gift card, and a decoration, a Valentine's Day decoration, spells out love. You can hang that around your house, and so that would be kind of cool. Another call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Kangaroos. Carry their babies in a pouch.
Yes, kangaroos carry their babies in a pouch. That's right. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. And what is your name? And I'll put you in the drawing.
Allison Braden.
Allison Braden. Well, Allison, thanks for listening and taking the time to give me a call, okay?
Okay.
All right, you have a great night, all right?
You too.
Okay, uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Always good to hear from the kids that take the time to give us a call and listen to the program. Thank you for answering that trivia question. What country do wild giant pandas call home? What country do wild giant pandas call home? How do giant pandas in the wild spend most of their time? How do giant pandas in the wild spend most of their time? What type of bear is the largest in the world? What type of bear is the largest in the world? What is a baby camel called? What is a baby camel called? And so if you know the answer to any of those trivia questions, let me know, 740-383-9944. We have exactly 5 minutes before we do the drawing and pick our winner. Find out who wins the Buffalo Wild Wings gift card and the craft here that we have for Valentine's Day. And by the way, everybody that calls today is put in for the drawing for the Perkins gift card, a $20 gift card to Perkins. So there you go. You can consider that too. So everybody is a winner in a way, or a potential winner, I should say, in a way. So you are put in for a couple of drawings when you do call. If you consider that childhood and old age is similar in many ways, it should come as no surprise that many of the biggest fans of the Merry-Go-Round Museum are older folks. More power to them if they can hop on the wooden horse and ride on the fully restored 1930s Allen Herschel Carousel located inside the former post office. This place has come full circle. We have another phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, this is my second call, Nate.
Yeah, Bob.
The pandas are China.
Yes, they're from China. That is
right.
That is correct.
Right, yes, somebody else called in and is getting close to calling time.
Yes, sir. All right. Appreciate it, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, I got that ticket.
Yes. And what was that telephone?
I had a guy call me. Said he's going to come and get it. Then called back and said, well, he would go buy his wife a ticket and say, come get something free. What do you think about that?
Okay.
You get a chance to get a free ticket. And then, I'll just throw by my wife one.
Okay.
So if you got anybody that's listening out there, it's here.
Okay. And what was it for one more time?
740-244-5174.
And the ticket is for what event? What was the ticket for? One more time?
The NASCAR.
Oh, the NASCAR.
On the Big Island on the 15th.
The NASCAR event in Big Island on the 15th.
Yeah, the Lions Club, their 18th annual.
18th annual Lions Club, okay.
Right, so if you or anybody knows of anybody, give me a call. It's a free ticket.
All right, buddy. We'll try to give that away for you.
All right.
Okay, Bob. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, the Merry-Go-Round Museum. This place in Sandusky sparked a stampede of enthusiasm from devotees whose lives revolved around carousels. Hi, we're on the air.
A baby camel is called a calf?
Yes, a baby camel is called a calf. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good, and this is Ashley Braden, right?
Yep.
All right. I appreciate you tuned in and taking the time to give me a call.
Yep.
All right. Well, you enjoy your evening now.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, a couple minutes before we do the drawing, so if you'd like to get in here real quick and answer one of these trivia questions, go right ahead. In 1988, the issuance of 4 carousel stamps in Sandusky sparked a stampede of enthusiasm from devotees whose lives revolved around carousels. They convinced community leaders that Sandusky needed a museum devoted to the preservation of carousel art, and the horseshoe-shaped former post office had the good luck to be available. The museum also features the 1867 workshop of master carver Gustave Denzel, which contains tools, workbenches, and Denzel's own partially chiseled horses. Other acquisitions include works by carousel craft superstars like Daniel Muller, M.C. Ellens, Charles Loof, and Charles Carmel. A primitive-looking wooden horse that was part of the first merry-go-round in the United States and a stained-glass replica of a postage stamp horse. Hi, we're on the air.
Okay, is a panda?
Yes, what about the panda?
A panda for the China.
Yes, for China. That is right. How are you today?
Fine.
Good, good. And is this Eva Kalb?
I didn't hear you.
Is this Eva Kalb?
Yes.
All right, Eva. Thanks so much for listening and taking the time to call.
Okay. What do I get today?
Well, we're getting ready to do a drawing, so we're drawing for a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card and a Valentine's Day craft.
Well, I hope I get that.
Okay, we'll find out in a couple minutes.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. And it is 4:55, and time to do the drawing. So anyways, if you'd like to visit that merry-go-round museum, it is in Sandusky, and it has all kinds of stuff to do with merry-go-rounds and carousels, and it's just a cool place to visit. So that takes care of our Ohio thing. All righty. Thanks to everybody that called today. We have a nice stack here. And let's get everybody all mixed up. Okay. Here we go. And the winner today for the Buffalo Wild Wings gift card and the Valentine's Day craft that is painted up to look like a ladybug. My wife did a good job painting that up. It's red with black spots. And it looks pretty cool. So you can hang that around for Valentine's Day. Our winner is Becky Thacker. Becky Thacker, congratulations. You are the winner. And by the way, everybody that called will be put in the drawing for a $20 gift card to Perkins to be given away at the end of the month. So you all are still put in for something. So nobody's a loser, okay? You all are potential winners out there. So Becky Thacker, that gift card and that craft is awaiting you here at the radio station. And, of course, we are located at the corner of Prospect and Center Streets. You probably already know that. On the second floor of the Ohio Health Building at the end of the hallway. Just take that elevator up to the second floor at the end of the hallway. There we are. Wednesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. is when our pickup hours are for prize pickup. And those prizes will be awaiting you there. So thank you so much for playing, everybody. And so in addition to Becky Thacker, I want to thank Bob Austin, Ralph Thacker, April Avery, David Avery, Mark, Eva Kalb, Ashley Braden, and Allison Braden. Thank you all you folks that took the time to give me a call today. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. And I just love it when that phone call rings, when that phone rings every week and get to pick that line up and find out who might be there. Well, we have just enough time to do the weird word of the week. So come with me down the hallway, make a right-hand turn, have a seat in the classroom, and I've written today's weird word on the board. Today's weird word is mizzle. Mizzle. M-I-Z-Z-L-E. It's a verb used with or without object. It means to rain in fine drops, drizzle, or mist. It can also be a noun meaning to mist or drizzle. The origin of mizzle goes back to 1475 to 1485 and comes from the Dutch. So that is our weird word of the week for this week. We did not get the ladies' corner, but you can find this week's recipe on my Facebook page by just searching Radio Nate into Facebook, and you will find Barbecue Steakhouse Chili. And we will go over that recipe next week if we can get to it, if time permitting. So thanks so much. It is quitting time. Time for me to move on out of here and head on down the road to Waldo. The wife, Amber, and I are celebrating 10 years of marriage tomorrow. So we'll be celebrating that. And so that's pretty cool. 10 years. So happy anniversary to my wife Amber, if she's listening, tomorrow. We'll be celebrating that. Until next week, from 4:15 to 5 o'clock, I'll talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right, well, as I walked through the door, I could see, I've always made it a habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more one people around, I did a quick look over of all of them, up and down. So I saw Ruby. He was standing there, and he was holding that pistol in his left hand pressed against his leg, down just above his knee. Well, he was surrounded by police officers and reporters, but none of them was looking down. They was all looking up head high, and I saw it. And as soon as I saw that, I was already within 4 or 5 steps of him by that time. And when I saw it, then I knew exactly what was going to happen. So I began my defense on it, trying to jerk Oswald behind me. And I was moving him behind me when he took 2 steps forward, and he put him in arm reach. In my reach, I reached over and grabbed him by the left shoulder and shoved back and down on him. But at the same time,